in Champaign, 351-3722, or Tom Howley in Urbana, 337-0853, for information about how you can become a mentor.
States. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
A timeline released in the Florida school shooting. I'm Kathleen Maloney, Fox News. The 19-year-old accused of killing 17 students and faculty members at a Florida high school appeared in court for the first time, represented by public defender Melissa McNeil.
He's sad. He's mournful. He's remorseful. He is fully aware of what is going on. And he's just a broken human being.
It didn't take Cruz much time to leave a trail of death at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Fox's Evan Brown is live in Broward County with the details.
Hey, Kathleen, a timeline published by the sheriff's office shows how relatively quickly Wednesday's shooting happened at the high school. They've pieced this together through interviews and by viewing videos recorded during the ordeal. Just before 2:20 p.m., an Uber drops off shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz at the school. By 2:21, his rifle is out and he's shooting 8 minutes later. Cruz ditches his firearm and blends in with escaping kids. By 3 p.m., he's off-site and sitting at a McDonald's. 40 minutes after that, he's in custody, Kathleen.
Thanks, Evan. Red flags were raised about the gunman before the massacre. A person identified as Nicholas Cruz posted on YouTube, quote, "I'm going to be a professional school shooter."
I put up a video and I guess this particular guy found my video and decided to leave that comment. So I had reported it to the FBI.
Ben Benight, speaking on Fox and Friends this morning, says agents interviewed him but never tracked down Cruz. No deal on immigration in Washington. A bipartisan proposal fell short in the Senate after the White House threatened a veto. Then a measure based on the president's priorities was defeated after more than a quarter of his fellow Republicans voted against it. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The man accused of executing one of Chicago's top cops will remain behind bars.
Superintendent Eddie Johnson and dozens of other Chicago cops were there in a standing room only courtroom yesterday as bond was denied for four-time felon Shamari Leggett, who's accused of shooting veteran police commander Paul Bauer six times Tuesday.
It's a devastating reminder of repeat gun offenders who are out on the streets of Chicago and need to be held accountable, not just for Paul's memory, but for anyone in this city that's been touched by gun violence.
Leggett had drugs on him and he was wearing body armor, something that he's worn in another one of his arrests that date back over two decades. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An Ohio mom in big trouble after giving her daughter dangerous chemicals.
An Indianapolis mother is under arrest, accused of feeding her young daughter bleach to try and cure her autism. Police say the 28-year-old woman put drops of hydrochloric acid and a water-based solution containing chlorine into her daughter's drinks, something she read about on Facebook as some kind of miracle cure for the condition. The child has since been removed from the home. Experts say that out of desperation, sometimes the parents of autistic kids take extreme and harmful measures to try to cure their children. There is no medication to cure autism. Mike Cantor, Fox News.
Democrats and nutrition experts are slamming a Trump administration proposal to replace cash cards for food stamp recipients with pre-assembled boxes of canned and non-perishable food. They say its primary purpose is to punish the poor. The administration claims its so-called America's Harvest box will save billions of dollars. Stock futures are pointing to a higher opening on Wall Street this morning. The Dow closed 306 points higher yesterday. I'm Kathleen Maloney, Fox News Radio. Yeah,
so instead of getting a card that charged whatever you want, you'd get a box of food.
Mm-hmm.
That would presumably have a little better choices.
More nutrition.
Yeah. And it would save billions because you buy it in bulk.
Okay.
Money is more expensive than I can buy a whole bunch of macaroni and cheese or whatever.
Right. But they need to figure out how to keep SNAP going until the transition is fully accomplished.
That, you know, because again, if you have free food, it's free food.
Right.
And if you can save billions by maybe putting, you know, stuff in there that's better.
But
anyway.
You see, have you ever been to the store where you see the unhealthy choices?
Oh, well, and again, you just say, don't judge. But you're going, man. And yeah, it's a issue, but to save billions on it and to give them a box full of good food, I don't think it's a bad idea.
That's right.
Here you go. Good morning. It's Friday. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations: Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com.
Well, a slight chance of precipitation. You might see some scattered flurries before 8 a.m. Clouds through the morning, then gradual clearing, high 35. 21 our low tonight. Partly cloudy coming into Saturday with a high 41 expected. There's a 40% chance of rain later in the day, but by Saturday night, back to partly cloudy and a low 26. 51 the high on Sunday with sunshine. We have rain back in the forecast by Sunday night with a low 42. Currently 35, ESPN 93.5.
Haven't high schools through all the eras had people where you'd say, well, he's a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
He's a druggie.
Or we used to say a grit back in the day.
He's a grit.
Someone who's smoking back behind
the
school.
What do you call it? They're all dressed in black. It's a
goth.
It's a goth.
Mm-hmm.
There have always been them. They're still there. Every age has whatever terminology you use for the outcast, kind of troubled, bad home, all of those things. And to try and do hindsight as to warning signs missed. Now, in this shooting in Florida, there were a lot of disturbing things. How he wanted to be a professional school shooter. I think the FBI made a visit on that one. It is we'll talk some more about it. The question this morning is, what can we do? Marco Rubio yesterday said no law would have stopped what happened. Washington Post, very liberal paper, said they agree. We can take steps. I'm all for saying that people that have been institutionalized in a mental hospital certainly can't come right out and get a gun. I'm for that. And I know the slippery slope arguments of the NRA. I get all that. But there might be a few you can do, but I don't think it stops this necessarily. It might make it harder. So we'll talk some more about this. 359-2255 if you'd like to text in. What can we do about school shootings? Any thoughts or ideas? Maybe you've got a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But first, we go to Seoul, South Korea, site of the Winter Olympics. Simon Owen, who might very well take residency there after this is all over. How are you, Simon?
Morning, Stevie. Very well, thank you.
It is 8:09 in the evening in Seoul, South Korea. Seoul, how's it going? What can you tell me? Highlights of the last 24 hours.
Well, I'm in Seoul rather than Pyeongchang, where the Olympics are, and I've been chasing some of the stories around the tensions here. And I got sent on one very unusual assignment, which was to take a train that South Korea has started running. It rolls out of Seoul each morning and simply goes up to the border with North Korea. So it's one of the opportunities you get here to get a glimpse of that secretive country. I don't know about you. I've never managed to get in there. They're not big on having journalists come to visit. And so we rolled out of Seoul on this train called the DMZ train. It rolls on a line that is supposed to go all the way to the very north of Korea. This was the idea 100 years ago when they designed it. It's going to go to the very north of Korea, to the Chinese border, and connect with trains through to China and Europe and Russia. But these days, it can only go about 30 miles to this station called Dorasan. So they call it the DMZ train after the demilitarized zone, the buffer zone that separates the two Koreas. And you get to Dorasan, then you're kicked out, and you're into this bizarre train station where it's spotlessly clean, it's gleaming and shiny, and it's got all the facilities of a train station, platforms and turnstiles and a ticket office, but it has hardly any trains and next to no passengers. And it is something that South Korea is simply maintaining as almost a propaganda train and a propaganda train station. It calls it a symbol of hope almost, that one day the Koreas might reunite. And so they decide that it's worth the money, and they do this, and so the DMZ trade in the meantime rolls on back and forth.
That is fascinating. So were you actually close to the border, see the guards, the armed people, all of that?
Yeah, I mean, anywhere in that vicinity, you're going to run into soldiers at some point. I mean, there's various parts of the demilitarized zone that are open, and that's a fairly established tourist trail sort of thing. We wanted to do the train because it's vaguely new. But yeah, the one you often see on the news is there's an area where South Korean and U.S. troops on one side and North Korean troops on the other essentially face off, and there is literally a line drawn in the ground where the border is marked. Elsewhere along the DMZ, it is a two-mile-long buffer zone is the best way to describe it, with barbed wire fences separating things off, and that's where you can see into North Korea. You get a look at the vista, and even that, being North Korea and South Korea, is not a normal vista to look at. You've got a very picturesque mountain range in the background. But in the foreground, there's this village they call the Propaganda Village, and the rumor is no one actually lives there. It's just North Korea keeps it painted and smart in an effort to make people think that the whole country is smart like that. And you're also having your ears are assaulted by these loudspeakers on the South Korean side, which broadcast speech and music over to the North Korean area. And in the distance, you can hear the more muffled, because of the distance, you hear the North Korean speakers coming back at you. So, you know, it's a reminder, with the Winter Olympics underway here at the moment and the North Koreans there, and sort of almost a friendliness being exhibited between these countries, they are technically still at war, and the demilitarized zone is the serious side of that.
Fascinating. Were you apprehensive at all, Simon, as a reporter? Any fear?
No, not on this side. I think, look, I mean, my job is to go where I'm told, and I would jump at the chance to go to North Korea, but that is somewhere where you can end up in trouble. Colleagues of mine, fellow journalists, have ended up in trouble for really innocuous crimes, or in fact, no crime at all. So that's somewhere where you perhaps would have to be on your guard a bit more. South Korea is extremely safe. Yeah. There are parts of the demilitarized zone, and it is a weirdly touristified attraction. But there are parts of it where you do have to sign all these waivers saying that, you know, this is a very tense area and we're not responsible, essentially, if you get killed here. But certainly the bit we were in felt pretty normal. And I think there is an argument that South Korea is kind of served quite well by keeping it looking quite scary in terms of making sure that people here are still on board with the idea of young men having to do their compulsory military service.
Well, fascinating, Simon. Okay, it's Simon Owens' journey to the other side of the world. And again, as we like to do, you have 30 seconds. Quick, what day is it on the travels of Simon Owen?
Well, I can tell you one thing. It's Friday. But the main thing I can tell you here is it's Lunar New Year. So Seoul is really quiet all of a sudden today.
Really?
This is a big celebration weekend, so everyone's gone back home to families and whatever else. The Lunar New Year is here.
I'll be darned. All right. Well, you're doing a great job. Year of the dog?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Keep up your fine reporting, Simon. Fascinating stuff, my friends. Stay safe.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's Simon Owen live in Seoul, South Korea this morning. Site of the Winter Olympics, and I don't know. The woman who won the ski thing gold got fourth yesterday.
That's right. So, Michaela. Yeah. How quickly we forget.
Saffron.
Yes, Saffron. That sounds right. Yeah. Yes.
And Saffron. Then,
she won the giant slalom, but she got fourth.
Yeah, she didn't get the medal.
Right.
And she said, things happened. I was pretty fired up yesterday, and, you know,
Right.
She said, I think I'll get some rest because I think I have today off, and then tomorrow I'll come back.
Right. So. And someone had said there might have been a bug. She might not be 100%.
Bug going around?
Right.
Well, that's happening quite frequently around here.
Mm-hmm.
7:15 Sports Headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Well, Illinois-Nebraska Sunday at 2:30. We've got some tickets to win here on ESPN.
Yeah, we do. We have the legacy seat.
All righty. So keep that in mind. Inside the next half an hour, huh?
Maybe.
Okay. And I know the Illinois women are at Northwestern on Sunday. Last night in Big Ten ball, wow, at Wisconsin, 57-53 winners over number 6 Purdue.
Yeah.
Did you catch any of the game?
Didn't see a thing.
Okay.
My team's not so so I don't really care about these other games, but it is fascinating to report on them after.
Uh-huh.
Man, I can't.
Especially the Penn State over Ohio State also.
What I tell you.
That's pretty cool.
I said it's going to be a whiteout. They're doing all white in Penn State. Watch out there. Ohio State was 13-1. They got crushed. They got crushed.
Wow. Let's see. Illinois baseball was supposed to start today down in Lamar, but I believe the conditions aren't favorable for a game, so they'll play tomorrow at St. Louis University. And in Carolinas, the softball team will be in action. So we have other Illini in action this weekend. NBA had the Pacers and New Orleans game that was postponed from the 7th. Moved over to the 21st in the Smoothie King Center. Monticello over St. Joe and on to the Super Sectionals in women's basketball.
It's Class 2A in Gilman Sectional title, 41-40 in OT.
Yes.
Monticello 41, St. Joe Ogden 40. Oh, my.
So that's something that's trending in our area. I looked up about Ole Miss and formally appealing the 2018 Ban Bowl NCAA violations. They committed procedural errors and had reached fatal conclusions inconsistent with evidence. So anyway,
they cheated a lot.
When it comes to recruiting,
Ole
Miss is bending the rules.
Uh-huh.
So they're formally appealing this, a bowl ban that was put on them.
All right.
Anaheim over the Blackhawks 3-2. That's the Blackhawks' 8th loss. St. Louis Blues at Dallas tonight. Anthony Rizzo left spring training to be part of the Candlelight Vigil and speak in Parkland, Florida. He was a 2007 grad at Douglas High School.
Wow. And, of course, it would be easier if he were on the Cardinals team because that's 54 minutes away. He had to fly from Mesa.
Now, Stevie.
No, I'm just saying.
He's
anyway,
back into the full workouts on Tuesday.
He'll be back to Mesa, Arizona, is where the Cubs work out. But, yeah, he's from that area. And, so Anthony Rizzo, big baseball star for the Cubbies, going to show his support. Oh, PGA Genesis Open, Tiger Woods, 72, one over. Not bad. 66 is leading a whole bunch of people at 70, 71, and 72. It's a par 71 out in California. PGA Genesis Open, day two today. Okay, the Centennial Choir is in New York City this morning.
Nice.
They left on a bus yesterday.
Okay.
Marion Wyatt's crew loaded up and left. They went all night, and I think they're singing at the 911 Memorial this morning.
Oh, wow.
The 911 Memorial will be graced by those Charger singers, so have a wonderful trip. They're just, boy, those kids, I mean, they get on these buses, they go all night, then they go all day and all day and all day and come right home. I mean, it's just like a quick trip.
Uh-huh.
I think they're singing it. Is it St. Patrick's in downtown New York City?
That is there.
They get to go see Aladdin, the Broadway musical.
Nice.
They got a lot of cool things planned.
Okay.
So it'll be pretty fun.
And good for the boosters supporting that sort of thing. I know the Unity Music Boosters are putting together their all-out a cappella on February 24th. Shows at 5 and 8.
Fundraising is a part of all bands and choruses, and it's not easy.
That's right.
What do we do about the school shootings? If anybody has thoughts on that, the left is coming out and saying it's all about gun laws. We know that's just not true. Some laws could perhaps hinder and slow down, perhaps, maybe. But if there's strict gun laws in Chicago and they're one of the biggest murder capitals of the world, then there are people, law-abiding people obey laws.
Mm-hmm.
But laws don't matter for bad people that don't obey laws.
Right.
There are maybe a combination of things we can do. 359-2255 if you'd like to text in on what to do about school shootings. Here we go with your weather.
We're at our high of 35 today. Overcast conditions, but clear by tonight with a low 21. Could see some scattered flurries this morning. Tomorrow's high at 41, down to 26. We could see a 50% chance of precipitation late afternoon and early evening. Sunshine Sunday, high 51, 42 the low on Sunday evening with an 80% chance of rain that could carry into Washington's birthday or President's Day. You might have the day off on Monday. Right now, the temperature is at 35 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. It's 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks rose for a fifth straight session yesterday, helped by Apple. Apple shares rose more than 3% following the disclosure that Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway increased its investment in Apple. Coca-Cola's quarter was better than expected. It lost money, but that is because of a one-time expense related to the new tax law. Excluding that expense, Coca-Cola's earnings topped forecasts. FedEx says it found no evidence that any private information was misappropriated on an unsecured server discovered earlier this month. Security research firm Cromtech says the server stored more than 119,000 scanned documents. The information was collected by a company FedEx owned in 2014, Bongo International. The FedEx spokesman says the information's now secure. The Dow was up 306 yesterday. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
1 hour a week, that's all it takes to make a difference in the life of a child. Contact Warren Smith in Champaign, 351-3722, or Tom Howley in Urbana, 337-0853, for information about how you can become a mentor.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
This is Eric Mullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, ESPN 93.5, I'm Stevie J. It's Friday. Today, it is February 16?
Yeah.
All right, February 16. What do you do about school shootings? We had one down in Mattoon. I never heard really the follow-up from last fall.
That court action happened this week, actually. Right.
Since this shooter in Florida confessed, there won't be a trial, right? If you confess, you don't have to go to trial, right? Confess to... The public defender sat there and said, this is a broken human being. I mean, I...
Right.
Just like, okay, well, there's a whole bunch of broken human beings right now.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm supposed to feel empathy. My Christian faith says I should forgive him. And it's difficult when you have such a evil act. This person who did this was troubled. There is no doubt. He was in a mental institution. And here's another thing that I heard this morning, is that this shooter, Nicholas Cruz, took an Uber. So does the Uber driver see a duffel bag and you don't know what's in it, but an AK-47 is rather large, right? So how do you carry an AK-47? Do you not see a rifle outfit and he's dressed kind of Garth? What is it?
Goth.
Goth? I don't think he was. He had a maroon shirt and jeans. He looked like a normal high school kid, but he took an Uber to the site. So he had a lot of ammo, I think. I don't know. I'm not blaming the Uber driver. I'm just wondering again, when you see something, say something,
right.
How far does that extend? And what, you know, all of us at some level don't want to get involved. I mean, we really don't.
That's right.
Because, you know, you don't want to bring the fire down on that family.
That's right.
But it's a tough one. So he takes Uber, goes to the high school, starts shooting.
Well, and if he was suspended and if he was not allowed on the grounds and things like that, should that become more of a public record than your private file?
Yeah, but you could say Bob Jones over at Central was banned, and how in the world does anybody know who he is? You don't know who he is. You don't want to put his wanted poster on every pole, do you, since he got suspended? Kids in Champaign-Urbana are suspended all the time.
Right.
They're taken to alternative places all the time.
Well, should that be in some kind of file for gun laws?
I don't know. What should be disqualifying for
right.
I think if you are in a mental institution, get out and buy a gun is not a good idea. I mean, maybe you have to wait 5 years of good health or something. I'm not saying you can't recover from all that, but I'm just saying immediately after you're out of the mental institution, you go buy an AK-47. That doesn't make any sense to me. But I don't think this stops anything. People can get their hands on illegal things all the time. You don't have to. Again, if you follow the laws, you and me, we're going to follow the laws. But there's a lot of people that don't follow the laws. South Chicago has a lot of illegal weapons all the time. And so what kind of gun law effectiveness is there? At this point, if you really want to say, how do we keep our high schools safe, you need people with guns in the high school. Because you don't see anybody shooting up a police department. Because they're going to get shot. So they go to these, and if you say no guns allowed, we ban guns, the gun guy knows he's good. He's safe, man. Take your time. Reload. If you got gunfire coming back at you, you're going to think twice. And what causes this mental, I mean, this guy shoots this, then goes to McDonald's. What sense is that? He's nuts. He's mentally ill. Anybody does this, in my mind, is mentally ill. Now, will he have to go to prison or will he go to a hospital?
So there's some comments coming in to 359-2255. We also have to stop labeling people reported issues or fears as IST or having a phobia. Political correctness cannot rule the day. One person's feelings aren't worth any other person's life. You always make comments about Democrats wanting to take away guns. Why don't you talk about the far right saying there shouldn't be any restrictions on purchasing guns?
I don't.
The problem is both Dems and Republicans are not doing anything.
I think you can't. The celebrities that came out and blasted Republicans and said blood on your hands and all these other things, that's unfair and ridiculous. Now, I'm not all for guns for everyone. So maybe where does that put me? I'm not a staunch NRA guy. I think you ought to have a right to have a gun. That's what our country gets. Second Amendment, First Amendment, free speech, okay, number one. Second Amendment, you can protect yourself from a government run wild. That was the intent.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're telling me that somebody's in a mental institution, now I'm not saying counseling as an institution. You probably shouldn't be able to get out and get a gun. I'm against that. So now what? Oh, wait a minute. I think there's some things you can do. I don't think it's going to stop this. There are too many guns out there. You want to ban all the guns, that's something that's not going to happen in this country. Not as it's written.
Another 217 text says, how about we enforce laws we already have?
Well,
plenty of military veterans who would gladly sit at a school throughout the day.
And how about what they're doing in Texas? Teachers that want to get trained. And in Texas, mm-hmm. there are people that will do that.
Right.
So now the social studies guy is concealed carry trained guy.
And you place those people in the staff that have that kind of qualifications in various parts of the school.
Well, you could plan out to where every quadrant has somebody or two.
Right.
And for those that say, how dare you put a gun in my child's classroom, be like putting an officer in there. We're talking about somebody trained that has a chance. And if somebody comes into the school, you'll be really happy they're there, right?
Sure.
If somebody comes shooting innocent children you'll be really happy somebody shoots back. What happens to the Rodney Davis and Steve Scalise and all these guys if they didn't have the Capitol Police there? They all die. They were all huddled in that dugout practicing baseball. They ran to the dugout and kind of huddled together with no escape, and this guy would have walked up with his rifle and shot every one of them had there not been the Capitol Police. I don't know the answer. I'm asking you. 359-2255, you got any thoughts on what to do with school shootings? You can chime in this morning. It's a complex, it is not a one-button-cures-all thing. And for those that think it is, then we'll just disagree on it. It's very complex. And as somebody, Dan Bongino, who's a former Secret Service guy, and he's on Fox a lot, he said, I don't want to say I have a connection between video games and stuff like this, but it's safe to say video games aren't helping me. Video games are not helping. And what about the culture of our country, where we do have movies and things that have been violent for decades upon decades, where we can blast people up and it's cool? And then not to mention the exposure things like this get for copycat stuff. 7:30, we'll be right back.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Two of those hurt in the Parkland, Florida school massacre discharged overnight. Seven still in the hospital.
The good news here, doctors say they do expect them to fully recover. Meanwhile, family members of 15-year-old Alyssa Al-Hadaf tell us that they have scheduled her funeral for later today.
Omar Lewis with Fox affiliate WSVN. Mitt Romney makes it official. The former Republican presidential candidate who was governor of Massachusetts announcing his bid to run for the Senate seat in Utah, and the ranking Democrat on the House Intel Committee looking into contempt proceedings against former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon.
Whenever we sought to probe anything beyond the four corners of the specific wording of the question, he refused to answer.
Congressman Adam Schiff after Bannon's closed-door Capitol Hill interview on the Russia meddling probe. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family-operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full-system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
At Busey, it's not just about doing business, but doing good. Supporting the arts, advocating for our youth, and helping those in need. That's been our promise since we opened our doors more than 150 years ago, and it remains our promise today. Supporting our neighbors leads to vibrant, thriving communities, the places we're proud to call home. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868. Member FDIC.
Here's your weather brought to you by your good friends at Flooring Surfaces, locally owned and operated. Flooring Surfaces reminding you to shop local first, where the world is at your feet. Visit them today. Flooring Surfaces in Champaign.
High 35, low 21, maybe some scattered flurries, a little overcast this morning, clearing out by tonight. Partly cloudy for Saturday with a high 41, low 26, 50% shot at some rain late in the day. On Sunday, starting out with sunshine and a high 51, and more clouds and a chance of showers, low 42 Sunday night. Right now, the temperature's at 35, ESPN 93.5.
I actually went out to the chamber after hours last night.
Okay, how was that?
Saw Gene Cossey over at Willard.
Mm-hmm.
Fly CMI. Yeah, good. It was great. Enjoyed talking to Brad and Betsy Parks about CMI, and we talked about that vacuum backpack.
Okay, very good.
I got this vacuum cleaner backpack, and why I have this affinity for clean stuff like that. Just weird.
Well, I think we all look at the ultimate goal of, man, it would be great to have this clean space.
Well,
and then you have this fantasy that'll happen if you get this product.
Exactly right. Well done, doctor. You're right. No, it's just the fantasy of having.
Then you get it, yeah. And you have to put it together.
Well,
and
yeah.
And
yeah.
All this.
And a backpack
and
vacuum
life.
With dogs, that would, you know, what I generally do is I take the little sucker and I put it on Charlie.
Oh, okay. I'm sure that's great.
Cut out the middleman.
Oh. So and he actually likes that.
He does. Bella runs. Lovey's nowhere in sight, but,
okay.
But Charlie kind of goes, woo, 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 to the left. And so I feel I'm sucking out the hair off his body before it drops. Anyway, the backpack back, one of the things, they also said at CMI that they had a lot of response to the e-sprayer. They can kill those viruses.
That's right.
The flu viruses. Anyway, if you need anything cleaning that's local, it's Betsy and Brad Parks. Female owned. And local.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding. CMIclean.com. 359-6262. Any cleaning stuff. They've got it in that eye mop. Is that... Oh, man, it's cool. It just cleans your floor like it's never been cleaned before.
Nice.
Yeah. I want one of those, too.
Again, the end result is what you're thinking, and you get all excited.
Right. Okay, so we've been discussing a little bit about the shooting in Florida. Anthony Rizzo, as you mentioned, left Mesa to go there because he went to that high school. And I think, obviously, he's, you know, feeling. I mean, this high school is, what, 3,200 kids? I mean, it's a bunch of people. And so, but when you go to that high school and something awful like this happens, well.
We see this on TV too often. I feel like it's all the time. It is. There's a cycle to it. We get horrified that this violence is inflicted in our kids. We get angry that there's nothing we can do and nothing's done about it. And then we ultimately get immune and move on to something else. But then it happens in our own town, in your own school. Or the movie theater, or a nightclub, or a church, and we realize it could happen to us.
Wow, Anthony Rizzo. That's poignant stuff.
Look, I'm a baseball player, but I'm also an American. I'm a Floridian, and I'm a Parklander for life. And while I don't have all the answers, I know that something has to change. Before this is visited on another community and another community, and another community.
Wow, that's poignant stuff. And Anthony Rizzo, first baseman, Chicago Cubs, all around, really good man. So what do we do? I mean, there's got to be a combination of things. Immediately, to me, you need more people in there that can shoot back, a.k.a. police, security guards, retired military. I'm sorry, that's kind of where we are right now, and I don't have any other solutions. We have these resource officers that do a wonderful job, like Officer Wahala at Centennial. And our guy down in
Kevin Franzen.
Kevin Franzen down at Unity.
Mm-hmm.
But they're one person in this spot, and the shooting is 3 minutes over here, and you're too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be more. As far as an immediate solution, the cultural stuff and gun control laws and all these other things, that's an evolution through a lot of different change.
Yes.
But as far as today, and that guy's weird, and people are going to look at the weird people differently today, and they just might be a little different, but they're not anybody that wants to shoot anybody. But now we're going to look at people differently. That's what happens when things like this happen. When we see when all the terrorism started, everybody with dark hair and kind of a four-day beard, mm-hmm. we thought they were all terrorists. That's kind of how I look. And so you have to be careful not to stereotype, and we're so politically correct we don't want to ever do that. But now we're at a point we're going, wait a minute. If you see something, say something, we don't care what color anybody is, report it.
Right.
All right.
Again, our president said yesterday.
Yeah, 359-2255 is the text in. What are we
doing? So Katie says, we did not have this problem when children were taught in school and at home that they were created by a God who loves them and that they will answer to God someday. We now tell children that they are an accident. We tell them that they're all just evolved and what randomly happened and that there are no external consequences. We need to start a whole different approach on the purpose and meaning of life.
We need a revival. We need a Billy Graham Bible-thumping tent with people being saved. I'm all in on that. But, Katie, part of the problem, and it's connected, is that we don't have parents telling kids anything.
Yeah.
We don't even have parents.
Yep.
So you've got to, that whole crumbling of the foundation, the moral fiber of, believing in the fact that this is a nation, one nation under God, the fact that we were given this. When George Washington talks about divine and how amazing this opportunity is after, shockingly, we won the revolution. No way. We're not beating the British. Are you kidding me? And so we had a chance here to do something incredible, bring peoples together from all over the world and call them American. Doesn't matter where you come from, you have a chance. Roll up your sleeves and treat your neighbor kindly and do good things. We've just had this disintegration of right and wrong. Well, it's kind of up to them. It's their choice. You know, you can't offend them because you can't tell them it's wrong.
Hands off parenting.
How dare you judge, right? There's right and wrong.
Yeah.
There is right and wrong. We're a country of laws. You can impose all laws you want. It doesn't mean anybody follows them.
For those of you who say, how dare you put a gun in my child's classroom, you're welcome for your child to return home safely every day. Another text in saying Trump and congressional Republicans repealed an Obama-era rule that prevented those with mental illness from getting guns, so they definitely bear some responsibility. Plus, Republicans keep attacking teacher unions and budgets, yet you feel fine in paying for gun training? Odd.
Well, again, I'm kind of a love teachers. Well, I would change something in the union. This is another day, though. I mean, I would tell teachers no tenure, but I'm going to double your salary. I mean, I think tenure is, you know, you get some schlumps that shouldn't be there, and everybody knows who they are.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think you should pay teachers better because of all the hard work they do. But, no, listen, I'm for people that would voluntarily want to train to have concealed carry, and in Texas there are plenty, and they're doing that program now. In some of these other states, I don't know, if certainly in Illinois, particularly north, they probably would never want to do that. And in, you know, very liberal states like, you know, California, there'd be some people that would be all for that. And most in California, anyway, would say, no, that's absurd.
Okay,
I think that the solution quickly is to have people in there to protect the kids. That's the quick solution, in my opinion.
Okay, so I guess maybe we didn't say the right gun. It's not an AK-47. It was an AR-15, two totally different guns.
I don't know what you
mean. One is a .308 caliber. One is a .223 caliber. When the libs get out God, and what do you get? Evil.
Well, I've said this forever, that the further away we move from God, the worse this is going to get.
Yeah.
I am steadfast, 100% of my being believes that. Now, I don't know what an AK-47 is from a what?
Clicked off to get ready the next one, AR-15.
I'll have to look that one up. Is that a handgun or is that a rifle?
Well, it talks about the caliber, .308 caliber.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a different language.
Yeah, I know.
When you're talking to us,
okay,
who are...
I will look that. AR-15 is what he had. Is that what the caller said?
Right. So all these people are crying, our babies are being murdered, and they don't bat an eye when it's a woman's choice.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And you're getting into abortion. And again, that's another subject. However, I think you're talking about the breakdown of the family, your breakdown of some of our moral fiber in the country. Some stuff just disintegrates. And certainly, I mean, you can go. Remember Alan Keyes? Was that his name? He ran for office in Illinois. He ran for office in wherever. Keyes, K-E-Y-E-S. He said, listen, the breakdown of the moral foundation of this country, that it starts there. You don't have home, it's a tough one. Teachers are supposed to raise kids now. Pretty difficult when there's no family life, and that's just continuing to happen. We have a lot of that in Champaign-Urbana.
Well, Jim says children really need to learn discipline at home at an early age.
But what if you don't have that at home at an early age? Then what? What do we do with that? We have a wonderful Boys and Girls Club that supports, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have wonderful foster parents. We've got dysfunctional parents that should never have had kids because they've got too many troubles and issues. They haven't figured their own life out yet. But we can't stop that.
Chris says we've got to stop sitting back, relying on the government to legislate safety in our daily lives. We as citizenry must take responsibility for our safety and the safety of those around us. Plenty of people knew exactly how messed up this kid was and what he was capable of. But no one, including the FBI, did anything about it.
359-2255, you want to text in? I'm looking at an image. You said AR-15. I'm sorry. I said AK-47. AR-15 is like a rifle. Looks like a machine gun to me.
Right. Someone had texted in both rifles.
Okay, so you're going in Uber, and what do you got it in? And again, I'm not hitting the Uber driver, but I am saying it's in a rifle bag? What do you got? Well, you're carrying it in something. I'd like to know that. Because wouldn't you report something like that? I'm dropping you off at the school? What?
Right.
I need to know a little more about that one.
Man. Sometimes we need to blame the person who committed these horrible atrocities. The person to blame is the shoot.
No, there's no question. You take responsibility. That person is responsible. We're trying to figure out how not to get to this point. What led up to it? What can we do to prevent it? How can we prevent this?
The moral fiber argument is a lame cop-out. All Nordic countries are secular and have no issues with mass shooting.
All Nordic countries have four people living in them, too. We have 330 million people. We're talking about a few million. That's a lot different. They don't accept 100 different cultures like we do, 1,000 different cultures. We accept everybody. Nordic cultures, they all look the same, and they're all, I mean, they go see who's there. It's the same people. Nobody goes there, and there's not very many people.
Very cold.
And it's different. It's a culture. You're from there. You're that. I can't go to France and be a Frenchman. You can come to America, be American. We take everybody here. We accept everybody. We love, try and love everybody. That's the basis.
Illinois is pretty close to the only state that has FOID card requirements. Other states just have concealed carry to make it easier to get a gun.
We can have gun discussions and who gets them. I mean, you can have some of that. And again, I'm all in. We don't talk mentally ill. I'm good with that. But boy, again, that's not going to do this. This has got a lot of other issues and layers to it.
Right. There's a few texts now about us not being very knowledgeable on the gun.
Well,
I need to take you to the range with me if you have no other reason to educate you on these various firearms.
No. I'm kind of interested in doing all that.
Right.
I really am after going through a little police training. I think, you know, it wouldn't probably hurt me to know more about all this from the standpoint of a FOID card, handling a weapon. Anybody who does go through this legally, most all, not all, can't get everybody, most all are very responsible gun owners. They take safety precautions. They train. They go occasionally and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got to do.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get a gun and say, I don't want to touch it.
Right, you
got to train yourself.
Yeah,
to feel
some kickback.
And what do you do when it's really stressful?
Mm-hmm.
We got to go, but please text.
Yep.
We're trying to come up with any thoughts, ideas that could help. It's a very, very hard thing to see these shootings. And, again, Anthony, I've said it very poignantly. We go through this cycle of sad, anger, all that. What can we do? Okay, it goes away, comes back.
Yep.
So. All right, check his sports, ESPN 93.5, 747.
Illinois will face Nebraska at 2:30 on Sunday. We've got some tickets to give away.
We'll do that before 8.
All right, on ESPN 93.5, our women on Sunday will be up at Northwestern. Last night in Big Ten basketball, pretty exciting as Wisconsin upended number 6 Purdue 57-53. That sounds like a high school basketball score.
I mean, that's a stunner. Purdue, boy, I mean, they got beat at Michigan State. Now they falter at Wisconsin, who's not very good.
And Penn State over Ohio State, 79-56.
No shocker there. It was a sellout, all white shirts at Penn State. The Nittany Lions, we know, are good. Brad Underwood said, I love that team. They're very long and athletic, and they just pummeled Ohio State, who has overperformed this year.
Our baseball and softball team get things going this weekend. St. Louis Blues at Dallas. Anaheim beat the Blackhawks. That's their 8th loss. Anthony Rizzo left spring training camp, even though the full workouts are due Tuesday, and he'll be back for that. But from Parkland, Florida, and went to Douglas High School to speak yesterday.
Yeah, not only a future Hall of Famer, but a wonderfully well-spoken person, Anthony Rizzo. 7:48, we'll check that weekend weather coming up.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Here we go. Weather for the weekend, ESPN 93.5.
There's a chance for some scattered flurries with the overcast conditions. Today's high 35. That's what we're at now. 21 our low tonight with some clearing out. Starting out with some sunshine on Saturday, then more clouds and a 50% chance of rain. High 41, low 26. Sunny by Sunday with a high 51, but then rain back in the forecast as we come into President's Day on Monday. Right now, the temperature's at 35 on ESPN 93.5.
Age is just a number, especially when it comes to your dream of owning a business. With 150 years of experience supporting entrepreneurs of all ages, put your trust in Busey. There are some fascinating facts about entrepreneurship at an older age. With age comes experience, and experienced entrepreneurs benefit from their unique insight. And they can invest. A lot of times, folks that are a little older have a little capital put in it and an expanded network of people they've known forever. Youth isn't always the secret to success for startups. If you need more motivation, Busey can sit down with you, talk with you about some of the facts about entrepreneurship at any age, no matter what age or your financial needs. The fine people at Busey promise the resources to help you succeed. Contact them today at 800-67-BUSEY or visit one of their many convenient locations. An associate will sit down with you, help determine which products and services are right for your business. 150 years now. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member, FDIC.
Jeff in Paxton writes almost poetically here. Today's society, no God, no faith. Social media, media coverage. Today's music influence, no parents at home. They've taken away discipline from our children. Everyone feels entitled. We're losing the human factor.
Boy, bam.
Mm-hmm. Here's Jim saying parents have become afraid to discipline their children because they were told by the schools and the system if they discipline their children, they would go to jail. School and society have a lot of fault in what our society has turned into. I'm no way saying child abuse is okay. There's a vast difference between discipline and abuse.
We never spanked our kids. Some people do. I never thought it worked. It just seemed to me not to be effective. It teaches, in my opinion, a lot of good people that whap people on the butt. But you know what? I just didn't do that. I didn't think that. But eye contact.
Yeah.
We made eye contact.
And I am very loud and within a few inches when there's something that went wrong that needs correcting.
Well, you need to be there because how are kids supposed to know exactly how to do it? What are they, just born with it? They need some guidance. Mm-hmm. You need somebody in your life. We all had it. If you made it, you've got people to thank.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that.
And there's proper ways to discipline. You talk about the issue, and then you talk about how to correct it. Then you do the act of discipline, and then maybe sit on it for a few minutes, and then evolve out of it and get back into your day.
But to be in their life, to be there for them, to attend a school function, to discipline when necessary.
Right.
To know that there are, there's consequences for bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn that when you're 7, then maybe when you're 11, you'll make better choices.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's the most difficult and most rewarding job any parent can have is being a parent.
Yeah.
Because if you can somehow get your kids to be okay, then you've been successful in life. We have these aspirations. We got to do this. I got to be part of that. I've got to have this. I've got to do that. And at home, there's nobody making eye contact.
Right.
And their eye contact's all on the iPhone right now. What we've done is we've expedited our rot. It's gone faster because of technology.
Yeah.
Technology can be wonderful, but it can also totally, totally disengage.
And then there's, discipline doesn't mean spanking or putting hands on. It means consequences. And my siblings and I have discussed our parenting techniques and how as soon as the act happens, maybe put the child in the bedroom while you and your spouse visit about the incident. Then you got your head and your game plan together about the couple of minutes of the speech that you're going to give your child. And then you have that act of discipline explaining the whole time why the infraction was such a wrong decision and how to turn things around.
Well, there's a thousand
books. It's not a heat of the moment.
No, you got to make sure you're not too overheated.
That's
when
right.
And there's no question that's hard when you're tired and all these other things.
I know that.
Told them a million times. Everybody goes through all of that. But it's being there. It's the time. It's not like, you know, quality time. No, it's time. That's my philosophy, and that's my opinion. You need, there's nothing replaces you. There's nothing replaces you face to face. I'm here. What do you want to do now? That time. And we very rarely have that as much as we used to. It's being into it. It's being fired up about it. And I have no idea why God blessed me with so much energy and parenting. I love it. I love feeding the kids. I didn't love sleeping all night, but I love the process of it.
Yes.
And I think we struggled getting pregnant. We went through all kinds of hoops to try and have a baby. Mm-hmm. Maybe that made us more appreciative. I don't know. I'm just saying that we were into parenting, and I'm thankful for that. I don't exactly know why, but we have too many parents that are into parenting, can't wait for the kids to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for the kids to get home.
Right.
It's just, and I don't know why. I'm just saying that that helps in being, trying to be a good parent is being there. Now, this thing is so complex. There are plenty of good parents that did everything they could, and stuff didn't work out very well.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain stuff. I have
and
no
this
idea.
Shooter's mom died within a few months of
and
the incident.
It was devastating to a mentally unstable person.
Yes.
The only advocate he had died. So that could explain it. It doesn't excuse anything.
Right.
You want to text in, you can, 359-2255. We're going to blip down a whole bunch right now because we're going to get a lot of texts in. If you want to go to the Penn State Illinois basketball game Sunday, let's take the 15th text to sit in the prime seats of the Legacy Club.
Ew.
If you want to go sit in the Legacy Club for 2:30 Saturday, not been to State Farm this year, come on, root on the line. I wear your orange against Nebraska.
You can just text in IL if you like, 359-2255.
And then we'll get back to more of these texts here in the next hour, 359-2255. Appreciate your thought. Appreciate you taking time to think about it and give us, because I'm telling you, I may pretend to have some answers in life. I don't have many answers for you. I've got opinion. I'm not afraid to share that.
That's why you're doing radio,
but
CBJ.
I don't pretend to have, you know. 359-2255, any other thoughts of shooting in Florida? It kind of affects us all. I mean, we just can't stand it. It's sickening. It's just awful. But we're trying to solve it because that's what we do. We try and fix things. Okay, 359-2255, IL, 15th text, Legacy Club, 2:30 Sunday. Good luck.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Two decades, Flooring Surfaces has been at the forefront of the flooring industry in central Illinois. Flooring Surfaces has an immense stock of imported porcelain tiles, ever-changing with the latest fashions in flooring. The newest technology for longer-lasting, better-looking vinyl planks, softer carpets that are easier to clean, and hardwoods from elegant exotics to rustic industrial designs. Find it all in the showroom at Flooring Surfaces. Once your design is complete, Flooring Surfaces offers professional installation service for any size project. Whether it's a kitchen backsplash, a tiled shower, an entire basement, or a 100-unit apartment complex, Flooring Surfaces has the experience you need to create a fantastic new space. So when you need carpet, vinyl, tile, laminate, or hardwood, remember that the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces, 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Flooring Surfaces, the world at your feet.
Hey, Dennis!
Hey, how's it going?
You got the Legacy Club seats for Sunday's game at 2:30 against Nebraska here at the
Seriously?
That's Legacy Club. You're the winner, my friend. What's your last name?
Baltzell.
Balto?
Baltzell.
Gotcha. I thought you said Balto. I love that cartoon. That was a great movie, really. Balto the movie. Yeah, I loved it. Anyway, Dennis, enjoy. Go Illini. Thanks so much for texting and listening to the show.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Go Illini. Thank you. Dennis wins, first-time texter.
Uh-huh.
Appreciate that. Gets the Legacy Club seats. We appreciate Dennis and all of you who text in. We've got a lot of them. Good for you. All right, anything else? We'll continue. We're going to talk for a minute about this. And here's another thing.
Oh, boy.
We don't have an immigration deal, and March 5th is the date, right?
Right.
So why does Congress go home for 10 days? Why don't we stay and work?
Yeah.
Why are you...